This is the Agribusiness Report. Our special guest today is Kara Bishop with Plains Cotton Growers. First, USDA Deputy Secretary Sochil Torres-Small saying that one issue that will be addressed during the International Year of the Woman Farmer will be how they can get more of the food dollar.
Another piece that came up a lot in discussions today is how do we support women farmers who are also part of the agri-food business, who are contributing through value added so that it's creating more income directly to community because they get a fairer share of the food dollar. In terms of how are we supporting women who are being able to enter new markets and new food supply chains. So this is an opportunity, I think, to invest in that added value opportunity and other ways to expand their share of the food dollar.
This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Kara Bishop. Kara is with Plains Cotton Growers, headquartered in Lubbock. Kara, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right. We're in May, which means cotton is in the ground or going in the ground, as many producers who are planting will have their planters rolling soon. What are you hearing so far on that side of it?
There's actually quite a few planters rolling, more than we anticipated. Now, some are planting corn, obviously, when you drive by the side room, you see one. But there have been some cotton planting going on in late April. Last week, I was in Swisher County at Barry Evans' place, and they were planting, and there were two other planters in that region going at it as well. So Mark, our director of field services, has seen a lot more activity than we had anticipated this early in the year, but since it's been warmer, soil temps must be high enough to withstand the risk on that. So we've got quite a few people sitting on go, got planters out, just getting ready to get going. So it's kind of a good sign to see everybody getting in gear for another crop year. So we're all praying that we get some timely rain and the third time's a charm after 2 years of pretty hard conditions. So,
and it might
excited
be
about that.
You know, where somebody thinks, well, I've seen the radar. Everybody has great pre-plant moisture, and that's actually the case in some areas. There is good pre-plant moisture in some areas, but it's not across the board. Everybody is starting the year in the same place, right?
Correct. There has been some moisture in, since we're headquartered in Lubbock. You know, the Lubbock area has received quite a bit of moisture over the winter, and even in this past month, we've received quite a bit, while other places in our region haven't received hardly any. So in Swisher County, I know when I was talking to Barry, it's still pretty dry over there. It's still pretty dry, obviously, toward the New Mexico line. They can't catch a break. So there's some pockets in our region that have received adequate moisture, some good moisture received maybe in the Upper Panhandle, and, you know, mid-South Plains, but there are still some counties that are dry. And, you know, when you have multiple years of just drought, your subsoil moisture cannot catch up. And so we've still got some people that need to be thought about and prayed for because it's still pretty dry for several of our membership.
And, of course, wet conditions cause things to grow. Things like weeds, and weeds have got to be dealt with. Otherwise, you're going to lose a crop to the invasive weeds. It really brings up, instead of necessarily talking about fighting weeds, a different topic, but it's tied to it, is sustainability, because that seems to be a buzzword. Some in the industry, but definitely outside of the industry. Why do we need to be focused or at least well-versed on sustainability?
Well, yes, as you said, it is a buzzword, and we don't always like to talk about industry trends, if that makes sense, when we know more about our product than most other people do. But when it comes to educating consumers, the sustainability of our product is a competitive advantage that we need to be shouting from the rooftops. There are so many advantages to using cotton and wearing cotton for our ecosystems and our environment, compared to polyester, which harms the environment. We know it does. We have research to prove that. We have research to prove that cotton will biodegrade and that polyester will not. These are things that our customers and our consumers and our people in society need to know. And I'll be real honest with you. I have lived in cotton country my entire life, and I've never really checked labels on things like socks because I just assumed most of the socks are made of cotton. And I wrote about this for Earth Day a couple of weeks ago because I went to Walmart and I just looked at all the socks in the women's sock aisle. And there was only one type of sock that was predominantly cotton, and it wasn't 100%. Because I had a farmer tell me that he couldn't find 100% cotton socks. And I didn't quite believe that because I just assumed they were cotton because we assume a lot. And don't assume that the people next to you, the people that don't farm or the people that may live in your farming community know, because they may not. I didn't. And we need to be talking to all of our friends, regardless of whether we assume they know or not. And we need to be talking to other people outside of our circles, because this is important that cotton be affordable options of cotton be in stores for society to take advantage of. And I'm going to tell you why. And I know this is a long-winded answer, but I am getting to the point. Cotton Incorporated had some facts about plastic, and I just want to kind of read these. 14 million metric tons of plastic are released into the oceans every year. Every time clothes are washed, microfibers enter our waterways. Both polyester and cotton microfibers enter our waterways. These fibers are too small to be completely filtered by wastewater treatment equipment. The cotton microfibers break down in water in just over 3 months, which is a rate similar to oak leaves because it's a natural fiber. We know that. However, synthetic fibers take for anywhere from 20 to 200 years to break down in the same environment. Fibers from synthetic clothing make up 35% of the microplastics in our oceans. By 2050, there may be more plastic in our oceans than fish. 81% of tested water samples from major metro areas around the world were contaminated with plastic fibers. This microplastic waste affects everything in the ecosystem, including what we eat, and the average person consumes approximately a credit card worth of plastic every week. And I just think it's amazing that this is bona fide research that we need to be telling everyone, because not only is cotton better for our ecosystems and environment, but it's better for our health as individuals. We have a society that is now very in tune to its own wellness and its own, you get a lot of people who want to eat organic, which is a whole other argument, but people are in tune to what's best for them and what's better for them. And cotton has proved that it's better for them, but we need to be talking about it. And I feel like sometimes, from my perspective, I assume that people know things that they don't know. And as someone who wasn't from cotton farming background, someone who just lived in rural agriculture, my dad had a cow-calf operation, I didn't know these things. And so I just think it's important, and I've been thinking about it since Earth Day because, everybody posts about all the things that we need to be thinking about for Earth Day. We need to be preaching from the rooftops that cotton is better for our health and our environment, and use that competitive advantage as much as we possibly can.
Speaking of talking about, we've been talking about this for multiple years now. Looks like we're on the precipice of a new farm bill, or at least the debate of a new farm bill. House Ag Committee will start their markup of the bill, I believe, on May 23rd. In a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Senate also rolling theirs out. Is there some optimism?
I think so. I think everybody's excited that it's being discussed, and now that there are outlines of the bill from both chambers, we can now go to the negotiating table. We just want to get to the table to negotiate and get a bill done, and so this is a huge step in doing so. And as you said, the House Ag Committee is going to mark up their bill on May 23rd. Cody will be out there for that. So we will have Plains Cotton Growers present in Washington, D.C. when that happens. The Senate has not scheduled their work session yet, but I'm sure that they will announce when they plan to do that soon. Obviously, there are some differences between the two bills, and they're pretty partisan in nature. Chairwoman Stabenow and Chairman Thompson have a little bit different view on how things should be done, but it does give us a point to start from. And they both bills want to achieve a couple of things that would be great for cotton. And then there's a couple of things we'd like to work on. So excited that there's something to look at and something to really work on to get some of this legislation actually in action, considering all of the chaos that has gone on in Congress the past year. This is the most optimistic thing that could happen from my perspective to actually get something done legislatively for farmers.
You talk about the chaos, and some would consider chaos stressful, and it really opens the door for us to kind of wrap up here with about a minute and a half left. May and mental health awareness. How important is it to just stay aware of where we are as far as just taking care of our mental aspects?
Well, yes, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. I really have a passion for talking about mental health because I have battled mental illness in times in my life. And so I feel very passionate about talking about the subject, especially in agriculture, because this isn't something we really want to talk about much. We consider ourselves very resilient, and we are in a lot of ways. But that can make us a little resistant to reaching out for help when we need it, and statistics are not on our side. Whether we like it or not, the suicide rate among farmers is 3.5% higher than the general population. And so it's always important to stay aware of checking in on your friends, because we are a neighbor oriented industry. We love to take care of our neighbors. So we need to be checking in on neighbors, checking in on friends. Obviously, there are national and state resources that you can take advantage of. There is a suicide hotline, 988, if someone had an emergency and needed to call that. But a lot of times, we just need community, and we need to be looking out for one another and checking in with one another and having relationships with one another. That way, we can tell if someone's off or if someone needs some extra looking after. So that's kind of my soapbox on mental health awareness. Please look after your friends. You will never regret checking on them, but you will regret not checking on them if they lose the battle to mental health or mental illness. So that's my little spill on mental health awareness. Always happy to talk about it because it's very important to me.
And speaking of checking in, you can check in with Plains Cotton Growers online, plainscotton.org. Kara Bishop is with Plains Cotton Growers on today's Agribusiness Report.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at deltapine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Again, our special guest today, Kara Bishop with Plains Cotton Growers.
Tired of paying for expensive and inefficient fertilizer? Then you need to source it. Source from Sound Agriculture optimizes the nutrients supplied by the microbes in your soil, providing 25 pounds of nitrogen and 25 pounds of phosphorus per acre, and unlocks tied up phosphorus and other micronutrients. Source is a cost-effective alternative to live biologicals that you can throw in the tank and spray in season. Unlock your crop's potential and increase your ROI with Source. Find your local dealer at sound.ag.
Let's talk about supply chains. Each year, Cotton Incorporated's global supply chain marketing team has hundreds of meetings with brands and retailers in all corners of the globe. They're working to find innovative ways to replace synthetic fabrics with natural, sustainable cotton to expand your customer base and drive more demand. You grow the cotton, The Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to our comprehensive look at agribusiness news, markets, and weather. It's the Agribusiness Report.
Are you planning on fence or brushwork on your ranch this summer? West Texas Attachments has the skid steer attachments you need to make the job easier. Clear the way with their rock and brush grapple and drive posts quickly and accurately with the Montana Post Driver. They also have a tree and post puller that will handle trees up to 3 inches in diameter. West Texas Attachments also offers low-cost delivery to your area. Call Brad at 806-548-7167 or visit westtexasattachments.com to get the skid steer attachments to make your job easier.
Success is attained by those who approach problems with a plan and a purpose. As an advocate for High Plains cotton growers since 1956, Plains Cotton Growers has been tackling the tough issues facing cotton growers through beneficial legislative and regulatory changes. An important part of PCG's success is through close working relationships with congressional representatives and federal regulatory staff, allowing cotton growers more time to devote to farming operations. From the halls of Congress to the dusty turn roads of the High Plains, cotton producers depend on Plains Cotton Growers.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
New tax credits for sustainable aviation fuel production based on a USDA ClimateSmart agriculture pilot project. What might this look like at the farm level? An illustration is provided by Lindsay Fitzgerald of Gevo regarding the measurement of carbon intensity within sustainable jet fuel.
If you're a farmer and you are doing no-till and you're using cover crops and you're doing reduced fertilizer or all of these practices that you can be doing on your field, they impact the CI score of your soil and therefore your commodity, your corn, your soy, your wheat. And so we are able to count that, take that corn into our facility, take out the protein, take out the oil, use that residual starch, convert it into sustainable aviation fuel, and then we're able to convert that CI all the way through.
With clean energy, production chain efforts by sustainable aviation fuel industries also contributing to an end goal of fuel with a zero or negative carbon intensity score. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.